guys see the one of the two. Then you're playing hard and everything, but how frustrating was it to, it seems like no matter how strong a defense you played, that they just won't miss it. I mean, what's it like in that? I mean, how do you keep from getting, I'm sure you were just frustrated, just that, did you feel like there was anything y'all could do to stop them?
I feel like we just got to play defense for the catch. They were catching the ball off ball screens and pin downs and just getting pretty good looks, but they were making a lot of tough shots also.
Is there, you know, in retrospect, you know, I mean, is there anything you feel like y'all could have done differently to maybe slow them down?
Making tough shots, there's not much you can do when they're making shots with your hand in their face.
Is what makes it tough, the fact that they got five guys that score 14, is you just, you can't really run. I mean, they got two great players in Schofield and Williams, but you still can't, like, just concentrate on those two guys.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out who's doing what, and you really can't help off of anyone when they're shooting as good as they can. You can't really double Grant in the post because he's kicking it out and making the right play. So it's hard to key in on one guy.
What did you think worked best, zone or man-to-man?
I think man-to-man, but I feel like sometimes we lost our zone spots and we were getting screened and not communicating at times.
I mean, the way they came out, it seems like the way they came out was extremely hot. What was going on through you guys' minds when it's 28 to 11 and you're only about like six, 7 minutes into the game? Keep fighting.
We go through things like this all the time when we go through practice. One team gets up, it's just fighting back all the time.
You tell each other that they just can't keep shooting like this?
Yes, sir. All the time. It's like against Florida, they didn't really shoot good in the first half, and then they had that great second half. So, but they just kept shooting it really well, and that's credit to their coach for putting them into a great offense to get them open shots.
It's also credit to y'all for sticking in there and cutting the lead, cutting down to two. What did y'all do differently at that point to get y'all back into the game and get some momentum on y'all's side?
Just stick together. We were just staying together, talking to each other, and just making sure we were just taking one possession at a time.
Is it as tough as it looks out there with, I mean, just trying to keep Williams and Schofield off the boards and getting inside because of how strong they are? So, you know, I know you probably had to cover both of them at one point or another.
Yeah, they're both big bodies. They're definitely a toll weighing down there. Our bigs did a great job on them, but I feel like we should have doubled a little more. And yeah, that's pretty much.
We had a great second half again. Not a good first half. You just wait for that game where you can put the two together. Or we can put two good halves together?
I just got to keep shooting the ball and staying confident, not letting my confidence drop, and my teammates just keep me involved.
Can you guys talk a little bit about in that stretch when you came back, a little bit was JJ and a lot of Brandon hitting some threes?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a big part of it, honestly. JJ came in with a lot of energy. Brandon came with a lot of energy. They were making shots, getting in transition, and, you know, we're just rolling.
Is there